بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in yesterday's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned an important usul principle, and that was that لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب, those things which are impure, which are impermissible, which are unlawful, can never be equal to, can never be equated with those things which are wholesome, which are lawful, which have been sanctioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the benefits, the barakat, the blessings that a person will get by engaging in or indulging in those things which are lawful and permissible, he will never find in those things which are impermissible, which are unlawful, which Allah has not sanctioned. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now teaches the sahaba radiallahu anhum another very important lesson and principle, and that is with regard to the asking of questions, especially those questions which were deemed unnecessary, where they would delve into great detail that was not required. And this was of course done in the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautions the sahaba that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O people of Iman, لَا تَسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَشْيَاءَ إِن تُبْدَلَكُمْ تَسُؤْكُمْ. Do not ask about those things, those issues, those matters, which if they have to be disclosed to you, if they have to be made known to you, will cause harm to you, will cause difficulty. What is meant by this? Mufassirin have mentioned two different incidents behind this particular verse. One is the hadith of Muslim Sharif, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught sahaba radiallahu anhum regarding the fardiyya, the obligation of hajj, that each person, whether he be male or female, when the person reaches age and has means, then they will have to undertake the journey of hajj. So one sahabi, according to one narration, Aqra' bin Habis radiallahu anhu, he asks Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, أَكُلَّ عَامٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, that O Nabi of Allah, is this obligation every year? In other words, does a person have to go for hajj every year of his life? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam remained silent. He asks the question a second time, أَكُلَّ عَامٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, is it every year that this obligation of hajj is fard upon us? Again Nabi alayhi salam remained silent. A third time he poses the question, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replies in the negative that this is fard once in a person's lifetime. But then he rebukes him that لو قلت نعم لوجبت, that because of your persistent asking, if I had to reply in the affirmative and say yes, as a Nabi of Allah, because Allah has given me that authority, if I had told you that hajj is fard every year, then you would have been bound to listen to me, to obey what I had said, and it would have become fard. Allah would have made it such that it would have become fard every year, and then this would bring about great difficulty, not just for yourself and the people around you, but for the entire ummah. Till the day of Qiyamah, every person would now be obliged to go for hajj every year of his life. And thereafter the explanation is given that, as the Nabi of Allah, what I have said to you, whatever detail is important, is necessary, I will mention to you, I will disclose to you. If there is something that you need to know, I am not going to withhold it from you. Therefore, if I leave out a certain detail or some description regarding something, then do not pursue the matter. Leave it as it is and make amal and do that which I have told you to do in the manner I have told you to do it. So this is the first incident that has been mentioned. Of course, looking at this incident, we understand the next portion of the verse, وَإِن تَسْأَلُوا عَنْهَا حِينَ يُنَزَّلُ الْقُرْآنُ تُبْدَلَكُمْ, that if you ask about these matters while the Qur'an is being revealed, in other words, during the lifetime of Nabi alayhi salam, then they will be made known to you. In other words, wahi is still coming down and answers can be given to these questions, and now you are going to make life difficult for yourself. So looking at this, the application of this verse will be restricted to the lifetime of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The second incident that has been mentioned, also in Muslim Sharif, Bukhari Sharif as well, is that on one occasion Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was seated on the minbar, and he began speaking about the akhirat, jannat, jahannam. And thereafter he said to sahaba that if anybody has any questions, then ask and I will try to answer you. So there was a sahabi by the name of Abdullah bin Hudhafa al-Sahmi radiallahu anhu. His father was Hudhafa, but for some reason or the other, people would taunt him, would mock him, and say that Hudhafa is not your real father. Your mother had perhaps engaged in fornication, and you are an illegitimate child, so your real father is unknown to you. So he seizes the opportunity, he asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man Abi? That, O Nabi of Allah, who is my father? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, Hudhafa is your father. And later when this Sahabi goes home, his mother rebukes him, that you posed this question in front of everybody, and what guarantee do you have that in the days of Jahiliyyah your mother had not indulged in some evil, and your father perhaps was somebody else, and now you would have brought about disgrace and shame to the entire family in the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It would have been better if you didn't ask the question. You took Hudhafa to be your father and you should have left it at this. So this incident has also been mentioned under this verse. Again, this is restricted to the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now there is no wahi that comes down. The laws, the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete. And therefore Mufassirin say in today's time, if a person is unsure, unclear about a certain aspect of deen, then not only is it permissible, but he should ask. He should find out, because that will enable him now to fulfill and to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But where the application still applies is perhaps those things which are not going to make any difference to us. Many a times we find certain incidents mentioned in the Quran, in the Hadith, regarding the Anbiya of the past, nations of the past, and we want to know the details, what happened, what was the end result, were these people Muslim or not, how many people were involved in this incident. Certain times in Quran, Allah mentions an incident for lesson, for a person to take lesson of what happened. The details are not important. How many people were there, etc. With regard to the parents of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, did they pass away upon iman or not? All of these questions, muhaddithin and mufassirin write, they're knowing the answer to them is not going to make a difference to our iman. It is not that if we know the answer, we will benefit on the day of qiyamah. Certain things should be left as it is. If Allah felt it was important for us to know, then He would have told us these details. So thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, عَفَاللَّهُ عَنْهَا, that Allah has overlooked these issues or these matters. What is meant by this? Two meanings. One is, Allah has overlooked it means Allah has not spoken about these details. You should not be pursuing them. And the second meaning is that because Sahaba are being rebuked in this particular verse, Allah immediately says, عَفَاللَّهُ عَنْهَا, Allah has overlooked. In other words, Allah has forgiven you. And many a times we find in Quran, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam or Sahaba radiallahu anhum are being taught a lesson, are being rebuked for something they had done, immediately thereafter Allah says, I have forgiven you. So that nobody can hold any ill feeling in his heart for Sahaba radiallahu anhum. This was for their tarbiyat, to teach them. Allah already forgave them for what they had done. Wallahu ghafurun haleem. Allah is most forgiving, most tolerant. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.